This is meteorologist Rhonda Lee, and you're listening to Truth Brothers Radio with Devon, Ray, and Candace. And if you're not listening to Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
More like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday. It's that time again, and we're back. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net, and truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And unfortunately, Blog Talk's chat room is down tonight, so I'll be monitoring your questions and comments on Facebook.
And everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Four twenty.
No,
I'm supposed
to. No, I said Earth Day.
That's from the Earth. Yeah. Say no, though. Just say no. I don't.
Yeah. Say
that.
No way.
So how was everybody's week after the boom boom and the capture and the other boom boom, the big boom?
It was emotionally just my week
that I had trouble. No, y'all go ahead and finish talking. I'm just thinking in my head out loud.
Hell of a week.
Destabilizing.
Hell of a week.
Lack of a better term.
Now, this was my good week. Okay.
My
weeks are crumbled up all together right now. So I got to make sure which week. I stopped the robber the other day. So, yeah.
No every, kidding?
Nah, though, yeah. Well, I didn't really stop him.
Say, hey, Regan.
Nah. Hey, man, what you doing? And, you know, he dropped a whole lot of change. About $60 a quarter.
There you go.
So, yeah, it was
heavy pockets.
Nah, he had it in his hand. That's what made it so bad. I said, hey, man, open your hands. Just changed. Everywhere, all quarters.
Yeah.
So,
he was going to the arcade.
I don't know what he was one of them dudes that had mud boots on, so you knew it was bad when
you
wear mud boots where you're going.
Right. So then how was your week? Besides the roller coaster, the news.
Yeah, I'm still in pain and,
my
stuff. So.
Yeah. My week was okay, except for that Thursday, that wet, stormy Thursday. That was just ridiculous.
That was sleep.
I slept.
I was working, so that was just ridiculous.
Oh, that's your fault.
I was there. And I was sitting in a dry truck because it was no sense in doing nothing. Right, but I was there.
I wouldn't put that out there over there. Somebody from the
job. Oh, it's all right. No, that's how. Hey.
That's what
it was. Violent. That's right. That's safety hazard. I was being safe.
There you go.
Right. So who we hollering at?
Excuse me while I grab a paper. First off, we're going to holler at Stephanie Saff. Congrats on her new baby she had this week. We need some baby noise.
Yeah.
We got to get that. Shout out to my man, Anthony Davis. Got to kick it with him yesterday, man. Still humble slightly, but but it's hard to be 20 with money.
Yeah, he's been mega rich for a while now. Yeah.
A little bit over a year now,
yeah.
So. That's when, and it's just, he just got out of teenage, so yeah, I got to kick it with dude, but I'm playing, and good dude, he just, had a fun time, happy he landed back in Kentucky today, because we was up yesterday like 2 in the morning, and he got up and to take a flight to Kentucky, there was money waiting.
You're right.
Got another one, please, good luck to the boys tonight for playing, they playing Brooklyn, you got handled.
More than handled.
You got handled Saturday.
You got raped. Hey.
Yeah. And Durant.
Hey, my man was like,
I came looking for man's butt.
He did. But he was looking for Bill's butt. And he got
He got it.
So y'all just try to at least make it a contest tonight before you bring it home.
Try to do better.
Yeah, just try.
Little defense.
Just a tad bit. Don't let Mr. Kim Kardashian do too much, because he didn't do a lot. But the fact that he was able to get on the court says enough. Because he don't come in unless they up by like 27. And he got to see playing time and whatever. And we're gonna sit out, because I know you're going to laugh at this, but we're going to send something out to our trustee out here, Joe Rudez. See, here you go. His son got shot 5 times at Adriana, so definitely got to say get well soon to the
man. Yeah, that's true. That's
right. Because... Yeah. Lil Rudez got shot 5 times, Adriana, so we definitely gonna go send our condolences out to him. I see the man on a consistent basis.
No, that's my neighbor. That's my neighbor. So
right.
we don't wish nothing like that on the man at all. No, so man, we hope everything work out, and we hope he gets well soon.
And for DJ's B-Days, I got a list, y'all, so bear with me.
Here we go.
Eric Harris, Greg Whitaker, you know him as Beth Shepherd, happy birthday. Sean Glenn, Amina Mitchell, Olawale Odekoya, that's my boy, what's up, Wale? Marcy Hunt, Frank Brown, Kaven Coleman, meteorologist Rhonda A. Lee is going to celebrate her birthday this week. Nisha Williams, what's up, happy birthday. Lorene Barnett, Archie Rags, Brandon Lumpkins, Stephanie Moore, Daryl Barkley, and Janice Javon, all of everybody celebrating their April birthday. So, that was a quick crack.
I had one to throw out there, too. I forgot.
Oh, okay. Who?
My dad. I want to say happy belated birthday to my dad, David Hall.
All right.
At night.
So, and shout out to everybody who's tuned in for the first time tonight listening, new listeners. We got to give y'all a congrats, too. You know?
Definitely. Welcome to the show. And give us some feedback. Tell us what you like. If you like what you hear, tell us what you don't like. Give us some feedback. We love feedback.
Do we really, though?
Yeah, we do.
We like that positive stuff. I don't like that negative. It makes my brain burn. I don't like it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so whatever. It's our show. We can say what we want, man.
That's right.
And shout out to everybody who helped host last week, too, man. That was a great show. We had a ball doing it.
Yes. We got some compliments on that show, too.
And not to say a ball as in because of the charity,
but
we had fun doing that show.
I got a text from a Renee Day who said that, CNN and ABC and them better watch out because we coming. And considering the week that CNN had, they better watch out.
Yeah.
But terrible truth.
Yeah. So here we go. This is Terrible Truth.
This is the Terrible Truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Black female student by saying that she's racist. so she would never touch a black child.
Never. I'd never teach one either.
I'll teach them, half teach them, but won't touch them.
I'd never teach them either.
According to the criminal complaint, the 7-year-old first grader claims that Stokes, a teacher at Northwest Preparatory Academy Charter School in Humble, that's a name, sent all of her other children away and fondled her private part, which she indicated her was her vagina area, said Humble Police Department Detective Jay Blatchard.
She just said she had a gun in there and was checking.
Stokes admitted to being prejudiced. She admitted to being prejudiced and used that as proof that she would never touch any part of a black child's body.
None. Except to whip them.
Unless I'm going Django-ing. There's so many.
I finally seen it.
Did you see him bring modern day slave into that century?
Man.
You know what?
Like
she said she liked his performance.
I did.
Are you serious?
I did. So what
you like? You liked In Living Color, Jamie.
Yeah.
And Roots. That was Jamie from In Living Color in Roots.
I get it.
No accent, nothing. No Southern accent, no country accent, just.
Hold on, I can't. I'm
my
put
name
this,
is Django.
Let me put this story down.
In the West, then went East.
But when
no,
we found
they
Jamie.
Went, they were in the West and went
right.
South, but he was from the South.
Southeast, they still went South.
Either way,
but
he
when
still
they,
talked like he was from Brooklyn.
He really did, and not Brooklyn then. He talked, even Jackie Robinson had more of an accent than Jamie.
I still like the movie.
I
like it too.
I mean, I like his swag in it. I mean,
yeah.
He was supposed to have swag.
Right.
He was a slave
who just wasn't scared.
That was his swag.
He was a better slave than Kunta.
Yeah, and Kunta wasn't scared. When they whipped out the axe, Kunta got scared. Django would have just been like, what you going to do with that axe besides
piss
me off?
He almost got his balls cut off.
Oh, was he scared?
Yes.
Was he scared? No, he wasn't.
Was. He
that
was.
Man was pulling guns in that movie like
he had that knife. He was like,
nope, he had that knife. He was like, what you going nuts?
Yeah, he was about to.
No.
Jamie, the dude was supposed to have no education but could spell his own name.
He got told the wife to speak German.
His daughter got slapped for knowing how to spell Kizzy, but Django knew that the D was silent. You're not going to convince me.
In 1 year, right. He learned to read perfectly in 1 year.
Come on,
to
man.
Tell somebody the D is silent.
What? Well,
they barely could grab silent key back then.
His wife was a smart slave. I mean, she spoke German. She was from Germany.
Who was put in a hot box to teach her a lesson, yet her skin didn't burn.
At the end of the day, they didn't know what a knife was. You couldn't say knife, but you could say Django. Yikes. I'm not going.
That's like thumb. You don't say the B in thumb.
But they didn't know.
You didn't know that if you just learned how to read, you'd have been thumba.
Let me tell you something. Let me explain something to people out
here.
Here we go.
Here
it is. I was reading, I don't want to know if you want to call this a transcript, but whatever, of something that Harriet Tubman had wrote, right?
Okay.
Bless her heart. She cried.
Great sister.
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
Right. Terrific.
But
no,
don't get it twisted. Bless her heart. She's a great woman, did great things. But her spelling was not up to par.
Because she was
I get you. This is my point. Now, you got a woman who was smart enough to lead slaves away from everything. Go ahead.
Wasn't scared.
No, I'm
wasn't
scared.
Wasn't scared. Like Django.
But she didn't know what a silent D was. Now here comes the Jamie, and that man took booty call Jamie and brought it straight to Django.
Then had the nerve to say, "Where's my Oscar nomination?"
Right?
Did he really?
Yo, Jamie, what you mean?
Carrie just kept acting like she was gonna cry the whole
she
film.
She didn't need an Oscar. I mean, her role wasn't big enough. But, I mean, he wasn't bad.
I was upset, because I'm not going to. If anybody acted outside of the girl, do you want us to teach him like we teach white folk? That's how Jamie should have been talking.
Yeah.
But Nah, Jamie took Chicago Jamie, the two-step champion, and brought it into that joint. Now, who did deserve that nod was Leo.
Yes, he
Leo deserved the nod.
Him and Sam.
They did. Definitely deserved the nod for that because that boy studied and played. I hated him in that
him
movie.
And Sam. And the way they played off of each other was so complex. And they made the
they
movie.
They carried that movie.
They carried it,
Jamie
but
was
it was still good considering the hour and a half that you had lead time with just
Jamie.
I like the professor. The bounty.
Yeah,
the bounty.
He was all right. He was great.
I mean, it's a fun bad movie. You know who Jamie reminded me of in the movie? Like you say all the time, it's like you put Mike Epps in there. Hey, be funny. And that's no script, no nothing. That's how Jamie came across to me in Django.
Wow, good. You know what? Wow, because you know what? I seen Sparkle this weekend for the first time.
Yeah,
and. That's a good analogy right there. Mike Epps gave the performance of his life, and it was just a performance. I mean, he was the heel, he was the bad guy, and he brought as much depth as he possibly could, but he's not an actor.
Couldn't get that curl all the way over. That's all it was, too. He could not get his curl to come all the way over. But I digress. I mean, at the end of the day, it was a pretty good movie. And considering that we took half our time talking about it, we're going to take a real quick break. We'll be back after we learn what a silent M is. True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio. Brothers Radio.
I'm hungry for something different.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Ringo,
we're done.
It was supposed to be me.
You're gonna hang it right here.
Wow.
Okay.
All right, we're back, and the second hour we're going to be talking about discipline versus abuse. We're going to talk about our spankings and why spankings seem to be going out of style, and does that have anything to do with the way our children are acting these days?
Too much freedom.
Too much freedom. So be sure to check in on the second hour and make sure you get in on that topic.
But long story short, the lady just don't like touching black kids, so she said she didn't do it. I'm going to sum it up because we running, yeah.
I'm
so.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Hey, we're doing all right.
I'm sure. But then,
and, my story, hey, I just want to wrap up and sum up the week's events. With the bomber, I mean, we had to scrap our show Monday to cover what was going on. And again, our condolences to the three people who were killed in that and all the people who were hurt. We hope that y'all get better. We hope everything works out. But they caught one of them. They killed the other one. Well, actually, a little funny story about that. The little brother ran over the big brother trying to get away from the cops.
Figured that was going to happen. It reminded me of that movie, Taken. Not Taken with, Takers. I'm sorry. When Chris Brown and Michael Eli walked out together.
Gotcha. No, I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With Takers, Jets. But go ahead. Finish.
No. I just want y'all to, it was a whole lot that happened this week, good and bad. I want to get y'all analysis of it. How'd you feel about the TV coverage?
It's what I expected. Did you really expect for the people who was covering the story to present it to you like it was going to be covered as true, especially after you found out that they wasn't dogs or browns with towels on their head that did the attack?
But thank you, CNN.
Right.
You can't put that. CNN, Fox, you can't put that. As a matter of fact, I think the only ones who came out of this looking real good, MSNBC and NBC itself did pretty good.
Because they didn't come out saying, hey, you know what
right
you think it is? These guys.
Yeah, they were not trying to be first. They were just trying to present the facts as they could get them. But, John King and CNN, Wolf Blitzer, idiot, got on there and said, we're looking for dark-skinned people.
Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer said that. And New York Post, jerks, they went and plastered two people who had nothing to do with it on the front page of their newspaper and called them bag men.
Yep.
I mean, now you're shocked is my question, though. I mean, again, it didn't shock me last week. Like I said last week, I didn't want to assume anything. I didn't want to say it was anybody from the left side, because I'm going to be politically correct tonight. I didn't want to say it would be anybody from the right side. I said we'll see as the week goes on. And boy, did they pick them.
Well, we were right about one thing. We all believed it was domestic. So.
Yeah, now they're backing away from that. They're trying to say that these guys.
But of course. Now they're using
these two idiots to try to scuttle the immigration bill.
Yes.
They're using that to try to scuttle that. Like, hey, why should we be. Look at what we let in. But you know what? How can you predict what a 9-year-old would do? That's how old the boy was when he got here. 9.
They just going to say if they're not American, don't let them in.
He's from the Caucasus Mountains. Literally, he's as American as it gets.
Hey.
Another
one. He's as American as it gets.
But the fact is they're going to assume.
Who you think they'll let in first? Joe Carr or a Haitian?
I mean, the dogs really don't get no love, especially when they come over here. So I would definitely say they let the Joe Kai in. But
okay.
Yeah.
818-514-1202. But I mean, it was just a whole lot of that, man. That I like listening to NPR and to see when they caught these kids to see NPR dance around the fact that they came from the Caucasus Mountains. And to dance around that to keep trying to make an Islamic tie, and yet they were from the, but yet they're Caucasians. Literally was quite fun to watch, man. They were trying to do a special dance around that.
It's a lot of D's, Z's, and M's in that dude.
Yeah, they
name.
Need to buy a vowel.
Yeah, they chose not. There's no way that you tying that into Islam at all.
Well, they are the Chechens are Islamic.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. But the groups up there that's fighting the Russians said, hey, we've got no problem with America. They said that today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of groups from Chechnya said we have no problems with the United States. We're fighting the Russians, and maybe Vladimir Putin had an idea what was about to go down because he got his condolences out to Obama awfully quick.
Well, could be.
He's hoping maybe he could get an ally in the fight against terror, Caucasian terror.
Right.
So, now let me ask y'all this. There's a lot of people on Facebook, and God bless them. I love it because it do make you think. But there's a lot of people who go on with the conspiracy. Where y'all at on that?
I'm on air. We'll just leave that. I'm on air. It could be, couldn't be, maybe, might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me something. Someone give me something. Maybe 1-855-141-2202. Because I can't see. I'm trying. I know that the mother said they were set up, and I think their father, somebody, said it too. I think it was an aunt, but. Give me how do you pull off a setup of this type? Because I don't see it. I truly don't. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. You can give me something I can sink my teeth into. I can go there. I just don't see it.
I mean, it's all in the let me see. It's a lot. It's a whole lot to actually get out there, man. I don't personally believe it was a setup all the way through. I believe, like, more or less, it's parts of it. Like, there is with anything, it's parts of it. Like, I can believe or I can see why it could be taken that way.
So, okay, give me something. What?
Like, the fact that the mom said that the guys didn't do it because at first they were they didn't have these explosives on them because
the mother was from Russia.
Yeah.
When she was interviewed, I should have put that up. She was interviewed in Russia, and she said the FBI came to her from Russia and said that your son is a leader and they're scared of him. That didn't happen.
Didn't happen or what?
That didn't. What, the FBI flew to Russia to tell her that your son is a leader and we're scared of him? No, that didn't happen.
Well, we don't know.
No, yeah. That didn't happen.
He wasn't there, man.
The FBI flew to Russia.
Could have been.
Two agents jumped on a plane to tell her this.
Man.
Maybe she's got the story half right. Maybe he was a leader of something or tried to establish some type of cult, you know, of some sort.
No, because she's saying that he didn't do it. Now, the Russian government did ask the FBI to ask him some questions because when he was over there, they said he was affiliating with some people they were investigating, but the FBI didn't have nothing to go on. They asked him a couple of questions and said, but they didn't even understand the connection the Russians were trying to make. Now, I mean, if the government is going, okay, let me put it like this. If the government is going to give you, is going to do some type of setup for whatever reason, they were all sitting at the meeting table, right? The
okay.
FBI, right?
Okay.
And the head FBI guy is going around the table, and he go to one agent and say, okay, what do you got? So one agent say, hey, you know what, I got some Iranians. I got a cell that I've been investigating over here out of this convenience store. We could probably use them.
Okay.
Right? Or let's say another dude is like, no, you know what, I got a group over here. I got some Somalians that we could use to, you know, we can manipulate them into doing something because that'll be easy. And he goes, no. And then another guy say, I know, I got some Chechens. Really, I got some Chechens because nothing says terror like Chechnya. Nothing gets America scared like Chechnya, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, right.
Hey, give me something, because it just don't, maybe these two knuckleheads did it.
I mean, and that is definitely, like I said, I don't think that they didn't do it. I believe they did it. I mean, I mean, you got video surveillance of a man taking the bag off, like, all right, see y'all in about 5 hours, and he, you know, so, I mean, it's obvious that they did it. I mean, you can't deny that fact. So
I just don't. I mean, just using logic, if I'm going to set up something to scare America to get my way with whatever it is, I'm going with the easiest stereotype I can find. That's why the Post slapped two Arab dudes on the cover and said they did it.
See, that's why your boy tackled my man with the big beard.
Exactly, right. That's right. The dude heard an explosion, ran. He tackled some Saudi Arabian kid.
I got him.
So he was acting suspicious, running away from an explosion.
I got him. Excuse me, Mr. Dvorak.
Along with everybody else.
Now, here's two white boys They got a film of the thing blowing up, and everybody looks at the explosion except for Joker.
Grab the dude with the white long jet T-shirt there.
He looks suspicious, running away from the fire.
Singing Arabian Nights, the Aladdin thing. Grab him. He's looking like he's doing something bomby.
Right. Exactly.
Okay,
I got a hard time buying into the setup, into the setup thing. I just have a hard time buying into it because Chechnya don't run a string of fear through you.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but this country this country is so arrogant that they don't really let nothing. Like, we not scared of nothing. So,
Yeah,
we are.
That's why. Yeah, every time Obama says bullet, they go buying them. Right? No, everything scares Americans. Yeah. Everything.
We just talk loud.
We quick to go
bomb somebody because we got hit. Matter of fact, I'm sure when they seen that these dudes was from Chechnya, Fuji got real nervous.
Thought they was gonna drop it down.
Thought they was gonna go bomb. You know they always got to bomb the wrong country, so they wasn't gonna bomb Chechnya. Fuji would have called it.
Now what's this out here that they had a planned a jihad suicide pact?
I don't know.
I ain't heard
nothing like that. How would they know that they planned something like that when the boy ain't talking yet? He's still in, what, serious condition or whatever?
It's a lot of rumors, again. It's a lot of rumors going out there that I was reading.
There's a whole lot of erroneous reporting that went out, and that's why you don't be so quick, CNN, Fox News, to be just rushing to say what you heard, because you gotta vet it first.
They saying that Tamerlan, he had an IED suicide vest strapped to his chest.
When he got ran over, found the vest on him.
Right. So,
but they say the boy didn't have anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you hear the police coming, I don't think you got time to grab your bomb vest. If you like, oh, you got yours on because Big Brother was ready. He was already ready to do his thing.
Big Brother should have drove.
Yeah.
I guess Big Brother should have. As soon as they said, hold up, he said, let me get out. I'm going to learn him up a thing or two. And that bully got the flu. He said, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Ran Brother right over.
So, but they said they had no ties to Al-Qaeda cell group, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, Al-Qaeda said that.
Yeah, I know.
That's the thing.
I'm reading what everybody was putting. And no, there are no ties to Al-Qaeda's cell group. So
they're now saying that they've had no affiliation. This is just a totally rogue act.
Well, one, we don't know what group that, because they do know that the 26-year-old Tamerlan went to Russia and he met with somebody. And now they're saying that some friend that he was affiliated with came up dead a couple of months ago, but they didn't think to look at him as a suspect.
Mm.
But they did say one of his friends came up dead with a slit throat. So we don't know who he was working with or what was going on, but they do say that he converted to Islam because he was married.
Right.
To an American, white woman.
I know. I saw the family.
And then, told her, oh, no, you're going to put that Bible down and you're going to. He went full Muslim on her.
Yeah, well, they, you know, the family seemed to, you know, take him in. They said that he was always there, you know, at the house with the family and whatnot, especially on the weekend. So they had absolutely no clue, no suspicions whatsoever.
Right. So I don't, hey.
Yeah, it's rough. But I guess it's time for us to take another break, and we'll be back momentarily with more Terrible Truth, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you steer, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness.
Truth
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hi, what are you afraid of? Heights? Flying? Polio? Whatever your fear, it's time to face it. Hi, I'm Darius Fontaine, the creator of Inversion Therapy. For years, we've helped patients get past their deepest and darkest fears and get on with their lives. Just listen to this.
I was having really dark thoughts. I wanted to sleep with my mother. Now that I've done it, I don't want to anymore.
Incredible! But, you know, it works. That's Inversion Therapy. Fear it, face it, do it, conquer it! Got it? Just listen again.
Yeah, okay. I was terrified of my children being harmed, so I stabbed them. Didn't hurt me that much. Yeah, now I'm not afraid of anything.
That's another life saved! Inversion Therapy works! I know. When you take your fear head on, then it's time to move on. I'm Darius Fontaine. Call me today. I'll change your life. Promise. Call 1-866-FACE-FEAR.
I'd like to make a request.
What you want to hear, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back with more Terrible Truth. In which case, I'm going to go off and delve into my own story about an Indiana man who calls 911 to report that he's driving drunk.
Well, yeah. There's dangerous people out there.
Right, he wants to be socially responsible.
At least he didn't text it.
Right. This happened in Roselawn, Indiana. A northern Indiana man who called.
I thought you said Roseland.
Well, not Roseland. For those Chicagoans who know about Roseland, I said Roselawn. A northern Indiana man who called 911 and told dispatchers he was driving drunk and needed to be taken off the road got his wish when a sheriff's deputy arrived.
Mm-hmm.
State police say 24-year-old Matthew DeVore of Logansport was arrested earlier Monday along.
That sounds dark.
Really?
DeVore?
DeVore.
Yeah.
I know it's DeVore.
That's his mama trying to be fancy. That's what that is. Put that apostrophe in there. Makes it fancy.
Nah, it's all one word, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Matthew DeVore of Logansport was arrested early Monday along Interstate 85 in Jasper County. Police said DeVore had a blood alcohol level of 0.9, just over Indiana's legal limit.
Well, they can't do anything right there.
I lost my place.
I'm sorry.
A blood alcohol level of 0.9, just over Indiana's legal limit for driving. He was being held at Jasper County Jail on driving while intoxicated charge. State police say DeVore lost control of his car early Monday and it ended up in a grassy median with a flat tire. Police say DeVore then called 911 saying he was drunk and needed to be taken off the road. A sheriff's deputy.
You big dummy.
Big damn dummy. We need to fix that. So, yeah, he told himself police were dispatched to the scene and.
Hello. You know what? I'm drunk as hell.
So
y'all come throw me out of here.
And just sleeping it off or something. I'm getting off at a rest stop.
You know what? He had a full argument with himself in the car. Give me these keys. No.
I'm just going to drive again.
No, give me these keys. You're not listening. No, you're not listening. I'm driving. Okay, drive.
That's funny.
I don't even want to get into this joint real quick. It's just funny you mentioned that police story because I was telling, I think sometime this week I was telling Ray about, I was watching 2020 on Wii Channel. Don't ask me why I was watching the Wii Channel. It's kind of Lifetimer-ish. It's real Lifetimer-ish.
Okay, right,
but Roseanne comes on, and I like me some Roseanne, right?
Me too.
So Roseanne goes off, it's the lazy day. I don't feel like changing the channel. So 2020 on Wii is on, and they talking about this story about this woman who was in a house, The boyfriend she kicked out decides, I'm killing everybody in the house, her, the kids, everybody in there, right?
That'll teach him.
That'll teach him, right? But she, so the guy comes in, hey, where's your mom, right? Now, this is not the guy's kids.
Okay.
So mom's like, oh, for sake of argument, we're going to call her Rule. Oh, Rule, what are you doing here, right? She hops out the back window, right, because Rule pulls out a gun. She hops out the back window, gets in her car, takes off, right? Rule said, I don't want your kids. I want your mama. So Rule gets in his car.
She jumped out and left mama.
Mama jumped out and left the kids.
And Rule says, I'm going after your mama. Y'all keep the door locked, right? Rule gets in his car, chase mama in the car down the street, right? Now, Rule has his arm out the window shooting while they're driving, right? This is all in Florida. We're going to just say it's in Florida. I believe it's
right.
In Florida.
Right.
So she's taking off. Now, she's on the phone calling 911. Hey, this is the call. Holly Berry picks up the phone, right?
Yeah, we got to talk about that one, too.
Hey, hold on. I'm doing my hair. Can you wait?
And Morris is here with Jennifer's husband. So. So she calls 911. She's like, hey, I'm driving through traffic. I'm new to this town. Please, just tell me where the nearest police station. I have a guy behind me trying to kill me, right?
Okay.
Dude says, man, what's your name? So,
tell me. He didn't just say that.
He says that. That's what he asked her. Man, what's your name? She says, I forget her name, but it had.
What the hell does that got to do with anything?
She had some Latina in her, right?
Okay.
So,
what's wrong with saying that? Latina? No, because here it comes. Here it comes.
So they said, oh, okay, well, look, for where we just pinpoint your phone call, we got to transfer you to another unit. So they transferred a 911 call. Now, mind you, red lights and everything is popping. She's swerving through traffic. Like, if I stop, Rule is coming to lay down the law.
You ask me questions.
This, now, mind you, while she's on the phone talking, let's not forget Rule's in the background letting off rounds, right? Reloading and cocking, right? So, I don't know why she left her alone, but whatever. Anyway, we breeze forward. She's on the phone with the next. Now, here's where it gets real stupid, right? And I don't like 911 operators after this, and I'm sorry. So she gets transferred to the other place, right? She's naming out, look, I'm making a left on 9th. I'm going down Drexel. I'm making a right here.
Where
do I need to go? I need the nearest police station so y'all can help me. Woo-woo. She's like, man, why is he running? Why is he chasing you? She's asking him all this. Like, so the lady's like, look, he's chasing me because I broke up with the man above. Now, she's screaming for her life because she knows if she stops, if a red light or a long, let's just say it's
a train.
A train.
A train, and she's done.
57, like,
right.
57 in the morning here. If anything like that happens, Rule is laying down the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they go, now, mind you, now the part that she has a little Latina comes into play right here, right? Here's where it gets crazy. While they're talking to her, in English, the operator decides to switch it up a tad. Let's go Zuba and talk a little Latina now, right? So she starts speaking in Spanish, right?
For no reason.
For no reason.
What's it? Maria Sanchez. Oh, well, that's different.
Oh, Lord.
While the operator speaking to her in Spanish, what she's doing lefts and rights, trying not to stop with the what's how you say red in Spanish?
Rojo.
There you go. Try not to get caught by the Rojo.
He get caught by the Rojo, he going to blow hole.
Rojo is going to lay down some Quavo if he gets caught sleeping, right? Taking a siesta. So at this point, she winds up magic. Now, they spent, I say, a good 7 minutes just talking to her on the phone. Didn't get her directions nowhere. Now, both operators on the phone still, mind you, even the one that transferred her. She just so happens to find the police station where the car was, where they transferred her to, right?
Okay.
She pulls in the driveway. Woo! Don't get out the car. she's like, ma'am, the lady is telling the woman at the police station, I'm
outside.
In the driveway, Wheeler's behind me, if y'all don't come out here. Here's what's funny about the whole thing to me. Let me explain something. I can't pull up into a Chicago police department without 73 officers just coming outside for no reason, right?
Right.
What are you doing here, Black? Now, she just so happens to pull up. Nobody's outside. Not one police officer. Not even the fact that the lady who's sitting behind a desk sees her truck, right?
Damn.
Like, oh, okay, cool. Well, you're here. Ma'am, and now, not only does she see Maria, we're going to say her name, Maria. Not only does she see Maria's truck, she sees Rule's truck. And he still got the gun out the window. But at this point, Rule gets out the car, pop one in her shoulder, right? She's still on the phone with the operator.
That's my spot.
So she's like, ma'am, I'm going to need you to stop screaming so we can understand what you're saying.
Seriously?
I'm not playing with you, right? I'm dead.
Did you not understand me the last 10 minutes I've been talking to you? Yes.
He's down.
Ma'am, could you stop screaming? Ma'am, could you stop screaming?
Too loud. We can't hear.
Would you tell him to turn them gunshots down?
Does he have a potato at all, ma'am, that he can stick on the internet? I guess not, ma'am.
Just call me back when you get done.
Ma'am.
We all done playing. You call me back.
Now, she's popped on the driver's side. She gets out the passenger side, right? She's running to the door. Rule says, one more for good luck. Yeah.
No.
Rule says, pop to her back, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rule, you're winning, right? That's what she tells her, right?
I quit. Rule, I quit.
At this point, one female officer comes out and says, hey,
you're double parked. You're a double par. You want a damn ticket? You gonna turn that car around.
Pick her up and put her back in the truck and get from out of here, right? Nah, but what?
Y'all are so cold.
This is not right, but it's real. So, Rule pops her in the back. She falls at the door. Hit the ground, right? Then, like,
this door ain't gonna clean itself.
Who's out here leaving Maria's blood on the door? Do you not know this is Egyptian glass? You can't just wipe this off.
Oh, my God.
So, Rule, like I said, Rule pops her, she falls, right? The lady gets on her little walkie says, we have shots fired outside the office. We need some officers up here. Now, mind you, a female officer,
she ain't stand up to Rule at all. I told you, you double parked.
They get outside. Rule says, well, guess this game's and off himself. Rule kills.
What?
Yes. Rule kills Maria. Then says, all right, told you if you rush, don't be. And I'm dead now. And
I missed.
Oh, my goodness.
Murder suicide. In front of a police station. How often do you see that?
All the fun is at Rule's house.
I can't understand.
Let that be a lesson to you. Do not break up with Rule.
I hope the family is suing now.
Oh, tried. But here's where it gets better.
Here's the clincher.
Here's the kicker. Here's the David Beckham of the situation right here, right? So we are going around, because here's what's crazy. They play the entire 911 call from Rules chasing me until Rules say, game over, y'all. Good night, right? Go grab my socks, right?
Oh, my God.
Now, the family's like, I can't believe this. She said, why would she just start speaking in Spanish? Let me tell you what they interviewed an officer.
Yes,
said
sir.
The 911 dispatcher did everything right. Nothing was out of code. So I'm thinking to myself at this point, right?
Especially when she flipped it to Spanish because she was being considerate.
Because she wasn't handling that English too well by saying cuatro and all these other numbers, right?
Wow.
So, but that's what, and then, so I'm sitting here and I'm watching this, right? So I says to myself, girl, because that's what I call myself when I'm thinking, right?
Really?
Girl. Oh, okay.
I call myself girl when I'm thinking, right? Because that way if I ask, I don't seem crazy. So I says, girl, how is everything done correctly? When she could, ma'am, I need to know where the
motherfucking street is shooting.
Right.
Well, one, you got to come closer.
Oh, well, she should.
She made it to the police station, went to the buzzer.
Well,
what
she
did?
It said she was drunk. Like,
right. That'd have got you. But
I'm drinking responsibly.
The family gets nada. But the police officer gave her a 21-gun salute.
Seriously?
That's the end.
I
said
I couldn't
get
that to Rule
when Rule gave himself one for good measure.
Rule said, damn, miss.
That is just unbelievable.
Rule looked at that and said, so that's how it is.
You're giving me a full question. I got kids in my house.
Yes, and they said my mom was so brave. Now, this is the officer said. The woman was so brave by leaving the house, therefore sparing her child.
So what we wouldn't do.
She's a hero.
Yet she ran full red light, so she's irresponsible.
And we are
first off, public safety is supreme around here.
And we are giving her 7 tickets for that.
Seven tickets.
The children
got it all on
that.
Camera.
The red lights there. The
Rule was trying to stop us from running the red lights. We giving him a hero's medal.
he's getting a Purple Heart. Let's lay it on his dead body.
Matter of fact, they told her she wasn't getting any money at the Raul Public Courthouse. At the Rural Public Memorial Courthouse.
We named it out of one of our great upstanding brave citizens.
Tried to stop a reckless driver, lost his life trying to stop a reckless driver.
He took his own because he couldn't bear to see so much damage.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa. I hate people. But yeah, the dispatcher still has a job. All they did was.
Oh, boo! Boo on you, sir!
Add more training. Now, only if she took the job as seriously as Holly did in the call.
That was ridiculous. Okay. I was with it. It had me captivated up until, like, the last 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Up until the last 20. I mean, it was a good nail biter. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Halle
Berry.
No, take Halle Berry out of it. Just the suspense that built up, especially when old girl was in the truck and she was kicking the light
out.
That's
the best part of the whole. I mean, okay, for all our listeners who haven't seen the call, I'm not going to give too much of the movie.
Oh, it's already been out and going.
It's in the Dollar Show now, so look, I'm going to tell you go see the Dollar Show or get your favorite bootleg man to do it for you. Look.
No, we don't condone that.
Piracy?
No.
It's not called piracy. It's called a remake.
Whatever. We don't do it.
So he was crazy about that, right? I'm behind a lady. I'm driving, and I see Will shooting. I'm calling the police. Here's what's funny about this, right?
Yeah.
The guy in the, you remember the guy in the blinking?
Yes.
My man said, hey, man. Now, first the girl had to kick the back of the head, the taillight out to put her arm out. So one lady sees and says, hey, we see a woman. I think she's being kidnapped in the trunk. They find the car. Boom.
Right.
Now she says, oh, well, I'm going to get a little closer.
I know, you ding that.
It's the same thing they told George. George, we don't need you to pursue. We got this.
George said, shh, hey. George put on Captain America's underpants and said, I'm going in.
He put on Captain Planet's underpants and went in for that. There's that little boy out here on the All-Star game with Skittles and iced tea. What are you doing around these parts? I hate him. But anyway, that's the part. That's wrong. That was wrong. I'm sorry, Mrs. Zimmerman, I shot you with your gun.
I want to talk about 400-pound man. Yeah, you 250. Now, look, I'm 130, but I'm slinky with it, right? what I'm slinky with it, right?
I got that athletic basketball build. Though you look like a Brian Urlacher linebacker, I'm more like Spur Webb with it.
But I got leverage, see?
What's that, Mrs. Woman, a gun?
Boy yelling for help, and oh no, that's George yelling for help.
Oh, your boy Oliver? Oh no, that's George. That's the stupidest man I've ever seen in my life, man. But my man George said, y'all don't know what happened. He took the gun I had and pulled out and faced at him. He was so matrixy with it.
Yep, that's what he did. Right, he leaned back on a 90-degree angle, came up, kicked the gun out of my hand, knocked me down, and proceeded to pin me in a full Nelson on the ground. I'm yelling for help.
And told me if he was in prison, he'd make me kiss the baby
and lick my forehead.
I want to go back. To the call. I want to go back to the movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Please.
Okay. Oh, but anyway, so the guy, he fixed the arm out, then Holly Berry said, is there anything? It just so happened he had paint buckets. The killer just so happened to have white paint buckets in his truck. Holly said, crack that open and pour it out the slick. That way the helicopter was flying all over L.A.
No one can find her. She's kicked the taillight out, arm hanging out, and she's pouring paint out the back. Well, can you tell us where you are?
No. I've been chloroformed and put in the back of a truck.
The whole time, guy is driving like everything's fine.
Yes. Like, he's like, oh, God, I got a white girl in my trunk song playing on the radio.
There you go.
And the sheets are out at night. He's just kicking it, right?
Yeah.
Next thing you know, one dude pulls up, hey, man, you got white paint hanging out your off of real.
Right.
Now, instead of playing
right.
it cool,
right.
he decides to go full, oh, I'm going to give him a reason to think I'm doing something stupid by peeling off at the light.
Right.
White paint.
Like,
oh, my God. Full panic. Hit the. Yeah, okay.
The dude was cool.
Hey, man,
you
got some white paint.
That's all it was. Like, he was like, oh, yeah, I got some. Oh, okay.
But then Numbnuts decided, hey, I'm going to follow you to this bridge where you going.
Where you keep your body.
Right, you over here in the cut. Hey, I just want to make sure you were okay. Like, dude. Okay, if you felt like that, you should have called the police then.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you could do
but
at that
then
point.
He's standing there looking at dude while dude's struggling.
I'm not liking this movie.
While dude's choking the lady, the little girl in the back seat. Like, oh, well, maybe he's just fixing the paint. So he gets in his car.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he walks away.
And looking at the joint.
You lost me. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. That's
enough. That really happened.
That's
and then the
no,
guy,
no, no, no. It gets worse.
Then the guy, well, real quick, the guy just goes ahead. He gets off. So dude gets mad. He goes to cop hall police. Police say, oh, my God. Well, we think we got him or something like that. The dude goes out before he can finish the call, stabs him in the neck with a Phillips, and he takes the Lincoln and put the girl in the trunk, though she didn't know what type of car she was in again. But I digress.
Oh,
yeah.
No, thank you.
Made his money, though.
Good for them. Good. Another McMahon wins again.
One last part, though. I got to say this real quick. I don't understand why at the end, you know, well, toward the end, when Holly Berry decides she's going to be the hero and go save, you know, she drops her cell phone down there. At that point, you know, you leave it alone. Because there was like an outdoor cellar.
I just got that cell phone. That's what
of course.
That's I just got
iPhone.
That cell
phone.
Right. I got to get that
safe.
Cell phone. Hold on. I'm going to go get your cell phone. I'll be right back. There's no move.
Yeah, he kidnapped the girl. It's just a remote location, underground cellar, and she got ready to go down in there to save the girl, dropped her cell phone down there, and decided, I'm going to go down there in the dark instead of getting back in the car that she came in and just going to go get help and say, hey, they're over here.
I heard Holly Berry say, if you hurt that girl, I'm going to kick you.
Now, you know what she told her? You're smart, You're beautiful and you're important. She went the hell on the... Oh, my God. I'm done. All right. All right. We're going to be getting into discipline and abuse when we come back. Truth Brothers Radio.
You is small.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Yo, word up. Get from out my face before you get bust quickly. The hip, the hippie. I'm going to fit in a minute because I'm gifted like December 25th. Now let me flip. I'm all knowing. Lyric and syllables thrown. Even when it's snowing, I'm party going. Free flowing and stomping. Never tiptoeing. Overthrowing a car. Big old bra. I got more styles than the planet got women. I got as many rhymes as many styles of women. Don't let me come out on that ass. Start flipping. Your mental, I'm afflicted. Acting ill and fitting. Picking the victim at random. Slamming them.
Truth Brothers Radio.
We have a flat tire.
How do I tie a bow tie again?
What's the fastest way to Hartford Hospital?
Tell my wife I'm going to be 30 minutes late.
Tell my husband I'm not surprised.
Tell my wife if she has a problem with my work schedule, she's more than welcome to get a job of her own.
Tell my husband that I do just as much work as he does.
Tell my wife that if watching Ellen is a job, she should get a promotion.
Message from your husband. I appreciate you.
Bullshit. What did he actually say?
Please don't drag me into this.
Siri, call my husband.
Siri, ignore the call from my bitch wife.
Tell my husband that he said he'd respect my choice to stay at home with our child.
Tell my wife I would, but she can't even get around to washing his overalls.
Did you want me to search for flower shops nearby?
Tell my husband that at least when I sit on the washing machine, I come.
Send my wife this picture and ask her if the washing machine is
the only thing you've been sitting on lately. Oh dear.
Ask my husband what he means by that.
Tell my wife I think she knows.
Hey, look. I googled anger management technique.
Tell my husband to think very carefully before he says whatever he's about to say.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Tell my husband how dare he.
Tell my wife that's not an answer.
Is it my fault?
Tell my husband that I will not answer that.
Ask my wife if she's fucking Jim McPherson.
Searching for a place to hide.
Tell my husband he wishes it was just Jim McPherson.
I don't want to.
Tell him.
Please don't make me.
Do it.
Send my wife directions to hell!
Say goodbye to the most amazing iPhone yet.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the chat room on Blog Talk Radio is down, so I am taking your questions and comments on Facebook tonight.
All right.
Nice subject.
Here we go.
Yep.
Discipline versus abuse. Where's the line? When do you cross that line of being, of taking it too far?
When you break the skin.
I don't even think this is cross the line. If I accidentally hit you with the buckle, that's not my fault. That's
you
not my fault.
Quit moving. Quit moving.
Take it.
I think, you know, it's not a funny subject, but man, when you beat a kid because you want to see them cry, that's just terrible, man. I know parents that said when you got to a point where you was just too big to be getting whoopings, and you like, look, I'm not gonna cry. So look, we can move forward, but when you swing it, I'm gonna keep swinging till I see tears. That's a problem to me, man.
Wow.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I think
that's the mother on the son.
Yeah.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, no, but pops don't play. I'm just
yeah, no, I don't know anybody, you know, sadistic like that, but, you know, if a child does something totally egregious, sometimes,
like you come home from a hard day's work and catch him booty popping, like my man did.
Twerking by the bell.
And he got charged. He got charged.
Yes, we do know that. The man was charged with, corporate punishment. That's a charge. You know, call me dumb and extra slow. I didn't know that was a charge. I didn't know you can get charged.
It depends
for
on the state.
Punishment.
It probably depends on the state he was in too.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if they got a corporal punishment here in Illinois. I've never heard of such a thing.
But for those who happen to be under the rock, we're talking about the man who gave his daughters a good smackdown for twerking by the batteries, and he said, "We're not going to have little hoes in my house," and he proceeded to go in. Now, here's the thing. There's a rumor about that story that said it wasn't because the guy was twerking. It wasn't because the daughters was twerking. It was because he told them that they wasn't going out. And
no, that wasn't it.
Yeah, that was one of the rumors.
That rumor's not as easy. And come to find out that the picture that they put up for that guy wasn't the guy. That's not the guy in the video.
I figured that.
Yeah, that's not the guy in the video. As I was doing the research, I found out that, so that's why I'm not even saying the guy's name, because the name that was given on Facebook and in the report is not the guy.
Figured as much.
So.
But again, the fact that the man, brought the story where we asked,
right.
Did he go a little bit too far?
Right, and I said, I agree with what he did. He did, to me, he went a tad too far because he grabbed his mic cord, like you say, from his rap video.
Right.
And for me, he was reaching back into yesterday. He was handing them out, and I think he went a little too much force with the cord.
He needs
a good old-fashioned whipping belt.
Okay.
Did you have a whipping belt when you was a kid?
Yeah,
I'm a kid.
It was woven leather.
I was a kid in the 70s. Oh, dad went through his bootsy phase. he had a belt with stars and rhinestones in them.
And left you a little bootsy on your booty.
Yeah.
But again, man, like to me, like what we were discussing it, I'll put it like this. I talk to a lot of, I hear a lot of female stories, rather, and they all just, it seems the one thing, the ones that have like these bad past experiences with men is because father figures wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to let dudes now just run over them. And the fact that I wouldn't want that for my daughter, and I know that out here twerking and doing all these extra things ain't helping her, and it could push her towards other things. So I want to nip that in the bud, and for her to know I'm definitely not playing. You're not going to be a whore on my watch.
Right. Okay. And then some people will call it that's just dancing, and you got to let the kids express yourself. Now, here's my question to you guys and everybody else, 818-514-1202. Where is the line between you stopping self-expression and curtailing self-expression?
Church. And I say that because...
Church.
That means
reason why I'm saying.
Good job.
No, actually, I meant church.
What do you mean?
I actually physically meant church. The reason why I threw that out there is because now, for those people that you had just mentioned who say that the kids were expressing themselves,
right.
Take those kids to church and let them express themselves during the holy dance. Now there's going to be a whole problem with that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
If you can't do it in church, you shouldn't be doing it.
Right. That's what I'm saying that I believe most people would see, you know.
You're in church as a yardstick.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
I get you because I remember, man, when I was really getting into rap, and like I remember the Ghetto Boys coming out, and they had this song.
They had this song
called Assassin, mm-hmm. and it was really, really gory and just terrible. And I thought it was funny. I'm digging it, and I would let my little brother hear it.
Okay.
And then my little brother started singing it in front of my mom, and my mom went nuts. And I'm like, hey, you know, it's just a song. But I'm 19. I don't know no damn better.
Right.
And my mom said, you know what? If you're comfortable with that song, go to grandma's house and play the song. If you're comfortable enough to let your grandmother hear it, then
exactly.
You're fine. And I kind of blew her off, right? So one day I'm driving down the street, and I'm cranking my system, right? I'm thumping this.
Right.
When I hit the stoplight, and it was an old lady next to me, and I'm nodding my head, and I happen to feel her looking at me, and I look, and she looking at me like, you ignorant nugget.
Yeah.
And I felt, you know, that big, you know, and next thing you know, I started turning it down.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
If you're not comfortable with letting your grandmother see your dance or you expressing yourself, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it.
Here's my thing, man, and it's crazy that you mentioned that, but the reason I go in on it is because it's a woman out here on YouTube who, if you type in twerking by the batteries, she goes to stores to twerk by batteries. Literally, she goes AutoZone, Walgreens, twerking by the batteries.
By why?
Okay.
There
it is. Battery.
And she got to be all of 29, 30.
So she just go to store, go buy the batteries,
and
start grinding.
And start fucking booty clapping and everything in the middle of Now, watch how many people go to YouTube and type in twerking by the batteries.
Why does she go to the batteries to do that?
It's the funniest thing because she's saying it while she's doing it. She's talking about the battery. And she
wow.
And okay. It's stupid in its own right because I'm sitting there and I'm like, if I saw my daughter do that,
right,
I'd lose it.
Let me ask you this. Do you like when the girls do it?
See, that's the thing.
Yeah. That's the right.
I have a double standard.
No, you know what it is? It's a man's nature.
Yes.
A man's nature is, look.
815-514-120.
There you go. If you choose to strip and you wanna twerk, I'm going to look. And I'm, wow, nice. But that's just your base nature. Your intelligence kicks in and say, hey, I can't take you home. And I can't bring home no woman like that, and then I wouldn't want that woman raising my kids.
Exactly.
But there's a base nature in a man. I mean, there's just that, you know, the little head say, yeah, oh yeah, that'll work.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
You know,
true.
I'm sorry.
Look,
I'm,
I don't like King Magazine.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I do not like
God,
King Magazine, but the cover has
yeah.
taught me a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I've never bought one.
And I'm going to tell you how.
Whoa, is that?
And then you know what it is? We're getting way off subject.
A week.
But no, I wouldn't consider it a week. The thing about it is, it's one of them things where, okay, why get upset if we look if you're wearing something to make us look?
Right.
Okay, here's my question there. Though that may be true. Okay, understand what it is and what that person is. And say, okay, well, you know, all I'm going to do is look and keep it moving.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just said that. That's a man's nature. And then your intelligence kicks in and say, I can't build nothing with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a man will tell you, there's women you just smash, and then there's women you date.
Yeah.
But there's women just for crushing.
But then again, do you have and then with a woman with that type of man state, can she really dish out rational discipline? Because her brain ain't there.
You know,
she wouldn't know when.
And that's a good point. I guess the thing that always kind of irritates me is a lot of men will say, "Oh well, you know, it's just in our nature. You know, I'm just a man. I'm just, you know, it just seems like some men just hide behind that.
I don't think
to justify anything that's, you know.
I wouldn't consider it high.
And maybe that's not the best word to use.
Yeah, I disagree with that. Yeah, I mean, I know dudes
you
hide behind
men,
it.
So you guys are kind of biased,
right.
But I'm
I know men hide behind it. I agree with you there.
Man,
but
it was
that's
in my face. I didn't
a,
know what to do. I couldn't do it. I had to.
Oh, you mean as far as when
that
they take it to that
thing.
Point of actually smashing it?
Right.
Or cheating.
Or just
cheating.
I'm saying period. Anything that has to do with the woman or be it cheating, having sex with somebody else.
You
want to
know why? You want to know the real reason why?
I would love
to know
why.
Let me explain something to this. And somebody broke it down to me very, 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 very clearly. Guys have a hard time turning down, what's the word?
Sex.
Yeah, I can say ass?
Ass.
Oh, okay, cool. I didn't know we could say that. A double. Guys have a hard time turning down a double when it's thrown at them because they're used to being the pursuer.
Right.
Now, the reason.
What lion turns down an easy kill?
There you go. Oh, it's a limping gazelle. Not going to take that, right?
That's too easy.
But the thing is, and the gazelles are walking to you like, you know what? I'm going to pour this barbecue sauce on myself. I know what you like.
Right, right.
So,
but wouldn't that scare you?
No. Let me. Now, here's the thing. Some guys, it depends on the gazelle. Looks like it's missing patches. Yeah. But if the gazelle is fresh gazelle and, oh, I just happened to trip over this rock and now my knee hurt. Oh,
right.
I fell in this barbecue sauce.
It's like,
they
just got botulism.
But
that's
the reason that, guys, y'all don't look at it the way we do is because since y'all were born, y'all are used to saying, no, I'm all right, no,
yep.
I'm good, no, I can't do that.
Yep.
So it's nothing for y'all to turn down
yep.
sex at all, especially
yep.
because it's constantly, you can step outside and go to a gas station, and I promise you at least four dudes are going to look, two are going to say, I do that, and one is going to have the courage to at least approach you.
Yeah,
that's just going to a jazz thing.
You've been taught that men pursue you. So when
okay.
a dude has a woman to actually pursue him, that's
rare.
Yeah.
Unless,
yeah.
And
who's the comedian that say, how do ugly women get good-looking dudes? They play to their ego and they flatter them, and it's the fact that they chase them down and a lion. Let me tell you, if you hunt a lion not used to being hunted.
Exactly.
You don't know what to do. He's used to hunting, not being hunted.
Okay, so now that he's being hunted, then what?
Depends on the hunter.
Yeah, it depends on the lion.
Yeah.
The lion's like, oh, you after me? I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, some do, and it's some. Like, if you're used to getting, like, put it like this. I'm sure it's not hard for people like
that. No, I do understand what you're saying.
NBA players, movies, yeah. Yeah, Denzel gets hunted. He don't care.
Exactly.
He don't care.
But
Deron working in the grease mill, going to the gas station, filling up his S10 Blazer, and then here comes some female
with the
body.
Him? And here's the thing. She ain't got to be the prettiest thing. She just got a body. But the fact that she played to some part of his attraction. You have to be 100% committed to your woman, or the woman has to be dead set. But I mean,
or everybody knows she's the skanking.
Exactly,
yeah,
that's what I mean.
Death.
And those are your two. The dude has to. It's within that dude to say, I'm good for whatever reason he chooses. He can
yes.
say, you know what, you're going to wind up messing my relationship, or you got
and
AIDS.
That's my whole thing. Then why not find that out in the first place?
I'll tell you right after we take this break. I'll tell you. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I hear voices in my head. They count to me. They understand. They talk to me. Voice and
is Candace from Truth Brothers Radio. As you may know, for 2012, Truth Brothers Radio has received 2 Jordan McHale Awards for Best New Show of the Year, as well as Best New Group or Duo, and we couldn't have done it without you and your continued support. Keep listening to the Truth Brothers live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com or call into the show at 818-514-1202 to listen and give us your questions or comments. Missed an episode? No worries. All episodes are archived on our Blog Talk Radio page, Facebook, or you can download episodes for free on iTunes. Be sure to check out our clips on YouTube and share them with your friends and family. Again, thanks for all the love and support as we keep doing our thing. Peace. Truth Brothers Radio.
The new moon rolled high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeing what will transmit, described in a box transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. We're on our second hour topic. However, Devon was finishing a statement prior to us going on to break, and I'm sorry, I've got to get this question answered because my mind is inquiring minds want to know. So go ahead.
Sure, like Rue. What was the question?
That's the new thing. That's the shoot like rule.
Okay. Well, my thing is, why not run a problem before it becomes a problem? Why not prevent a problem before it becomes a problem?
That's only if it. See, guys always believe, one, that they can get away with it. Though sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but. It's
and it's not that and all married dudes don't cheat. So
we're not married dudes,
a single dude
but in a maybe a committed relationship.
Okay, that's we consider that as being married. Like I mean, but you got some dudes who are in relationships and they're going to say it's rocky right now, and this person just so happened to slide into something that she said something that sparked something. Even though through the process he said, I'm good, it's two things that happened. One, she approached him, which automatically boosts his ego. That's going to give him a for the ego. Two, even though after he conquered the ego boost, he's like, I'm still good. She said something or did something.
When she gave him the ego boost, the first thing he did is survey the land.
Oh yeah, and even though that
if it's the land of milk and honey,
okay. Yeah. But see, that's what I'm saying. Even though she gave him the ego boost, he surveyed the land, and he was like, I love to visit Anawana every once in a while. Right now, he says, but you know what? I'm already at Camp Jamaica, so I can't go to Camp Anawana, so I'm sorry. I love it, love the brochure, very nice, but I can't go there. And then she throws, but we got canoe rides on Camp Anawana, and Camp Jamaica don't have canoe rides.
And they kept turning it down, saying, no, this river is too pure for your dirty canoes.
And she also, so it's something that she did that just did fit, all right. Thanks for Anawana don't, majority of the time, they don't want you to stay there. They want you to visit and enjoy the scenery.
Okay, but what is it, Camp Jamaica?
Yeah, Camp Jamaica.
Okay. Then you know what? If you're seeking a whole new adventure, why not just relocate?
Because I love Camp Jamaica.
Right.
I've been in Camp Jamaica for so long.
Right. home.
But that's my home.
Right. I've carved my name in the tree.
Yeah.
I put up a tire swing.
So, okay,
and
you want your home at Camp Jamaica, but you want to have a time
I don't care. Want to.
You want a time
oh,
share.
Come on.
Okay.
I don't
come
want
on.
To.
I'm curious.
Camp Jamaica has had other people inquire about their park before.
Exactly.
All the time.
Okay, and where they at?
It's a fact. Camp Jamaica gets inquiries all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You
can fly over that land and look down and say, that is beautiful.
Right.
Can we land here? No, there's a no landing zone here.
Or just sometimes
okay.
The inquiry makes them let me drag out this inquiry just because that feels good.
Yeah.
But knowing that all the potential BS it could cause later on.
Getting back to the
topic. Oh, don't give me the duck.
Hold on. Before we get there, I got to hear this last one before we get there. What's happening? You said knowing that all the BS it brings along.
Right, knowing all that it's going to bring, I mean, does that even kind of resonate with
you?
It
does. But we, again, we're going to be really real here.
Somebody be real here.
We're going to be really real.
Really real.
Sometimes the BS doesn't matter because you feel like at the time that person at Camp Jamaica or Camp Jamaica is causing you so much BS that you're dealing with it on a consistent basis that, you don't care about the BS because you kind of like, hey, if it blows up, it blows up.
Yep. Or even though I enjoy Camp Jamaica, maybe the counselors ain't nice no more. They don't give you swimming lessons like they used to. They don't take you for hikes no more.
Well, why not? Could it be because you're spending time at...
No, because you didn't even know I was
living
in Camp Alloway.
Right. But no, one thing I'm going to say about guys where they mess up, you all change. When you all either...
We change?
Yes, me
women change.
Change
when they get comfortable.
This is a whole different
no,
topic.
Yeah,
let's get back to the parenting. Right.
I'm going
to
say this one thing, and we're going to get back there.
Right.
But no, guys,
we got to do this show.
Y'all change. Y'all do. You all have a tail. When you're messing up, y'all got a tail, and it shows.
Why do women change? I got a ring on my finger. I don't have to do what I had to do to get you.
Women are bogus, too. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is... You all start doing things differently. You all don't think enough that, hey, I still got to be consistent with everything to keep my ducks in a row so I don't disrupt my home life. You all will start taking steps where you all will get sloppy, then draw attention to yourself, and before you know it, now you're caught up in a web of BS.
I wouldn't say we change. I say we get sloppy. I'd say that.
And sometimes that's psychological because... You stop after a while. You get mad and frustrated and stop caring.
That's where the sloppiness comes.
Yeah, you get mad
and
frustrated.
Instead of just saying, you know what, forget this. Let's just stop because we both are hurting each other. Let's just stop. Let's get off the ride. Let's leave it alone.
Okay, now getting back.
Yeah,
to the
we're
right.
Well, thank you for
no.
It's all in another show. That's all good.
Yeah, we're gonna
I'll get
y'all
later.
We're going to do that.
But getting back to it, okay, getting kind of on what she said. Are you, as a dude, are you comfortable with your girl or the mother of your kids defending, like, twerking? Defending twerking or maybe going... She go shopping with your daughter, and they come back, and they done bought booty cutter shorts.
No, I'm not.
You got a problem with it, but she step in and play the mother card.
You know what it is though, and it's so makeup too early,
all that.
You know what? It's funny that you mention that, man, because I actually had an uncle who was dealing with something like that, where you know his stepdaughters had you know mom took him about like these short shorts and all this other stuff, and it was cute, but. I wouldn't want to see my little cousin rocking it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
And he was like, yo, we ain't going. But mom said, this is what girls wear. They're girls. And I'm like, you know, put it like this. It wasn't crazy short. It wasn't like hooker.
Right.
Or anything.
Right.
Like, it was just something like,
it's really on that line of,
I don't know.
You know what it is? As a father, when you see it and it's on that line,
You think of the idiots out there.
Exactly.
And them crossing the line.
Exactly. And but the women are saying, the women were saying mainly it's the fashion. It's what's in. And it, and her, she did have a good excuse of saying it's not like it's up to here. And that kind of like, but it's still the fact, see, with me, if it's on the line, it's already too much. To me, if it's on that line already, it's
right.
already too much.
Can't
you got to be way on that other round for me.
One thing I noticed about these stores, especially the young stores that are geared to young women, is they all have the certain image that they are trying to put out there. I think I mentioned this on the show before. I took my daughter shopping for some summer clothes, went to get her, you know, tried to find her some shorts. And they had the smallest cut-off short everywhere you look. I could not find a decent pair of shorts that actually went down to my kids' knees. But in addition to that, they also were selling, you know, push-up bras and thongs for little girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had like the little ABC 123 crap written on it. So you knew it was geared toward a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the pants with the stuff written on the back of them. You're asking for someone to draw their attention to your child's ass. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, so it's getting harder and harder now to find decent clothing for your kids because it's like society wants us to start dressing our little girls
for
you.
I think
I think putting a toddler in a beauty pageant is abuse. I do.
Yeah, and making her ride an electric pony for a bunch of kids, that's nasty.
That's abuse.
That show is a pedophile show to me anyway.
It is. You got a bunch of creeps who are sitting there watching your child.
Joystick.
I like that.
South Park killed that. Yeah. South Park killed that.
Yeah, they was kicking their legs.
Yeah, when they was under the table kicking their legs.
You know, boy wanted to be Michael.
Well, right.
Jumped into the little boy's body, yeah.
Yes, I saw the episode.
But, you know, I mean, could it be that because parents are getting younger and younger these
Absolutely.
Days, the fact that they still have this childlike mind translates into what they do to their kids? They want to be their kid's big sister more than they want to be a parent these days.
But, well, they're closer to being their big sister than
yeah.
an actual parent.
And that's
yeah.
the thing. By the time the adult, well, I'm air quoting here, by the time the adult or the supposed parent mind actually matures to a point where they can dish out rational thinking, that you've already molded the kid's head,
yeah.
and he or she is at a level where they're like, okay, you can't tell me nothing. And
yeah.
at this point, you're weaker, you can't really threaten them no more because steroids is going to push the kid's brain and his muscles up to where they can handle you. Not saying that that's the case in all situations, but to me, I think that if you've spent 12, 13 years pushing a kid's mindset a certain way, you're not going to be able to change it, especially at a teenage age.
To make a 180 at
exactly.
Right.
So if you 16 having a kid, 16, 17 having a kid, by the time, if you haven't had the mindset of somebody who's a lot older, by the time you're 29, 30, you can't change this kid's mindset.
Right. Okay, as a man, how old should your daughter be before you stop spanking?
Man,
I say 11.
Of course I haven't had to do that, because my baby's still a baby, but I don't know, man, because I don't know if I can handle it.
It's a catch-22, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. I believe at a certain point when boobs and butts start coming out, the mother should be taking over
yes.
that part. But,
yes.
and they should, but if the mother wants to be pals instead of a parent, then you're caught up.
I think it's important for parents to make sure that they are not trying to become friends with their children. However, it is important, though, to make sure that you are engaging in conversations with your kids.
No doubt.
About what they're doing, why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
I don't think that happens enough. I think some parents do fly off the handle before actually trying to get into the psyche of their kid to figure out, hey, what's making you do this?
But, and then you have parents who, the one thing I don't feel like, now this is where abuse comes in, to me, abuse comes in. You can have a parent who's using the tools you said use, right, using the belt and everything like that, but they're doing it not for the right reasons. They're doing it just to show up for another parent or to say, yeah,
oh,
I did
yeah.
that.
Or, yeah.
So that, to me, that's abuse. That's not discipline.
Right.
Because you're doing it not because you think that it's something that needs to be done. You're doing it to show up, or you're doing it to say, yeah, I got my son or I got my daughter in check. Just watch me. If a kid is just scared for no reason to you,
yeah.
I don't think that's cool at all. That's abuse.
Yeah.
That's psychological
acting
damage.
Like tweak.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
And that's not cool. That's abuse to me. I think a child should know to feel you, but not because you could snap at any minute.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
I thought that was
yeah. No, you, yeah.
No, my daddy, I just remember being a kid. I had the fear of God. I was a little pyromaniac. I was.
I think every kid was.
I for real was.
Oh.
I always wanted to be a chemist, ladies and gentlemen. That was my thing. I liked, you know, mixing up stuff. I wanted to play with fire, come up with my own chemicals and elements. I was crazy like
and
that. What
did he say?
But with that being said, you know, there was this one time. One time I started a fire, you know, and I was
like, that's a fire.
Yes, it was. It wasn't that big, it wasn't that bad, but the problem was you could smell it. And I couldn't get the smell out the house quick enough before my daddy got home. So daddy pulled up, daddy comes home. I'm terrified. I'm absolutely terrified at what he's going to do to me.
That time.
Because I already got that warning. I go in the bathroom. We had the little old school hook and eye catch to lock the door.
Yep.
And stayed there for an indefinite amount of time, well over 6 hours.
Yes, sir.
And then all of a sudden, the little butter knife comes sliding through the door, lifts the hook and eye catch. Then
it's that time, boy.
I got annihilated. But I wish, no, I wish that was all it was. But I will say that was our last time.
Yeah, I know. He put that hook in. When he opened that door, I know what you heard. You were...
That boy
is our heart going to get beaten today.
It sounded like a street fighter come home.
Man. But I learned my lesson. I'll say that you know, sometimes you had that, you know, back then we had that fear of your parent. You know, I had it like, oh my God. Not that, oh, I'm scared he's going to beat me and put me in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, but
you're a kid. You call
it
fear, but it's respect.
It was a
right.
healthy fear that you might get messed up.
You know what?
Right. As a kid you translated as fear, but when you realize it's respect.
Yeah.
It's that, oh no, can't get away with that. Not look, I remember, man, I was hanging out with a friend of ours and he decided, yeah, guess who just joined the disciples? This guy.
Yep, look at
the thumb. And we hanging out with him and he decides to take us to the neighborhood disciple recruiting house.
Y'all
finna get in. And he brought us like, no, they want in. Didn't ask, they want in.
Trust me, I get 7 more points for this.
Right. And they started having us to rule. They had rule books. They had a whole thing, man. And they would just, dude, they were the nicest people.
They were the nicest cats.
All I know is if I would, I'm not Jewish, and there's no way I could explain that 6-point star on my arm.
Oh,
and I know if Pop saw that, and I was like, who am I more scared of, the disciples or my dad?
Yeah.
I got out that house.
You know what? For me, man, I had the fear of my dad because he was real quiet. that irritated me. Not irritated me, but you didn't want to hear him say anything. Like, that's where me and my brother was at. We didn't want our dad to say anything. Our mom pretty much handled a lot of our discipline, but we got bigger, we got stronger, and at a point, she couldn't do nothing with us.
Yep.
And
Zeus.
Yeah.
The worst thing is when my dad had to call my full name.
Yeah.
Full name. I hated that. And all I know, all I hear is, God damn it. Next thing I know, it was like.
But luckily,
get your ass down here. Oh,
luckily, though, man, our pops didn't have to do a lot of what we thought he should have. Like, let me be 100 real quick. I should have got thrown in closets plenty of times, right? Like,
Gary,
dude, I should have been put in closets. I did stuff that the Candace was like, she's been warned, right? I did stuff you shouldn't have to warn your kid not to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't have to tell your kid, don't put your socks in the microwave to dry them. Like, you shouldn't have to. I did.
Your unwashed socks. And they ain't wet, they sweaty.
I did some of the dumbest things to when it's like, I should have got handled, but I didn't. And I mean, luckily. Like, but when my pops did have to put the law down,
right?
It set me straight. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay, yeah. It, you hear that voice a couple of times before you actually do something else. Or you think to yourself, all right, how can I do this without him finding out? My mom, she can find out. We're cool on that. How can I do this without him finding out?
That's
messed up. Hey, man, but look.
Nope.
See, that was one of the luxuries me and my brother
that's
had.
That's the insurance policy right there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, who tells they kids? Like, dude, I did some of the dumbest. You ever look back?
Oh, yeah. Dude, look. Hold on. Let me.
You have no idea.
I'm all of 7 years old, right? And my pops is like, all right, I'm going to send you to the store by yourself.
Right.
So he gives me some money, and he tells me to go get some, I think it was like a newspaper, some other crap, right?
Right.
And I'm so happy I get to go to the store by myself, right? So I go and I take my best friend with me, right? And we trape on down. It's like two blocks down the street to the actual store.
Right.
And I go and I get the stuff and go up to the, watch it go up to the cart, and I watch the lady ring it up.
Right.
And the lady says, I forget how much she said it was, whatever. And I just gave her the money, right?
Right.
And she took the change and put it on the counter instead of giving it to me. She put it on the counter. I'm so happy. I grabbed the bag,
right,
and I leave and forget the change.
Okay.
Now, instead of some nice person saying, hey, kid, you forgot your change, someone said, bloop, bloop. Put that in pocket, right?
I'll take this $60 in quarters.
Right, so I trape on home, and I give my dad the bag, and I stand there, and he say, yeah, all right, nigga, where's my change?
Well, say that word.
Hey, oh, that's what
hey,
that's
hey,
how he talk.
I got
huh? Change.
Yeah, I gave you
he said, I gave you $3. Where's my change? He said, you better take your butt back to the store and get my change. So now I go back. I'm lost. I'm stuck.
Right.
I'm stuck. Hey, I didn't even calculate it, so I don't even know how much change I'm supposed to get. So I go to the lady. Excuse me, lady. Did you see some change? Because I didn't get my change. And the white lady just looked at me. Oh, dear.
No, baby.
Now, you know you remembered me. But you know, no. So now I'm stuck. So now I feel like I can't go back home unless I come up with this change.
Uh-huh.
So I am trying to figure out how to come up with this change. So I came up with the idea of I would start going door to door asking people would they like me to go to the store for them for some money.
There you go.
Nothing. I didn't realize how late it got after a while. My boy was like, hey, man, yeah, I'm gone. I got to go home. I'm like, well, I can't go. I'm just going to stay out here. And I don't realize what I'm so stuck on this that I don't realize what time it is. So I finally found some lady who said, yeah, baby, go to the store and bring me back some something. I think it was like some bread or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I do it, and I get her change.
Yep.
And I'm walking back. Now, I got this bag of groceries in front of me.
Right.
And I'm walking down the street to get to this lady house. And I could see about a block and a half down this big figure coming. And I'm like, oh, crap, that's Dad.
Right.
And I try to, I'm like, well, I'm kind of far back. So I put the bag to my face. maybe if I'd have just kept walking, you thought I was some other. But I put the bag.
You tried to walk past
the bag to my face and make it to this lady's house. And I cut and I make it to the lady's house and I give her stuff and she give me the money. And I'm thinking, cool. Now if I can slip back out and get back home, I can get home. By the time I turned around to get out the house, my dad was standing right in the damn walkway.
Yes, sir.
And I'm like, uh-oh. He's like, yeah, come on. He bring me back, man.
Yes, sir. So all over 250, huh?
Oh.
That's what you want, huh?
Oh. What? Yeah. Where was my man with the gun? He went full room.
That was crazy, man.
But wait a minute. Did he give you no credit for at least trying to get the money back?
Man, he was so mad. I didn't realize by the time we got back home, it was 9 o'clock.
Ooh.
He sent me back to get the change at 5:30.
There you go.
And I lost total. I didn't. My mind was just, what to do? I can't go back with no money.
I put the bag up to my face and said, good day, sir.
Like,
and tried to slide past him.
Top of the morning to you, sir.
Mercy.
Now, look.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he
went full rule. Yeah.
You know what was crazy, man? It's crazy. We talk the best friends and views, but it's just I'm sitting here thinking about this time, man. Me and my brother was at the house, and my mom and my dad had took our grandmother out for her birthday, so they took him out to eat. We were old enough to stay at the house by ourselves. Of course, I'm the older brother. I'm 3 years older, so you know whatever. So
right.
I'm playing. And our plan of Rough House just got a little serious, right? So my brother, we're actually in the back room. I have to be like 15, 16, something like that, right? And we're playing, and we're in the back room, and it just got real. We went from playing WWE to UFC real quick, right? Snap of the fingers. And he pushed me, and I went not through a window, but my back broke a window.
Right.
In the house, right? So I'm like, it ain't my fault. You pushed me through the window.
You figured that's going to work. You figured that's my, hey, this is all, it's all on you.
But the fact of the matter is,
older brother.
Not just older brother, but I was picking on my little brother the whole time, and he snapped.
He snapped,
and he pushed me to a window, right? So the window cracked and broke. I'm like, all right, first off, gangbangers broke in the house.
First off, calm down.
Keep calm.
And let's make up the story.
Black guys.
You mean look what these Mexican bitches went up. But what's crazy is we like, you know what, there's no story we're going to come up with that's going to work. We just going to have to tell her what happened, right? So we said we're not going to wait. Maybe if they out, and they taking our grandma to dinner. They just left. There's no way they're going to say, all right, we got to get back here because they're eating now. We know at least
right,
they're eating.
Right.
Hey, y'all, this is what happened. The window broke. Cool. They'll calm down by the time they get home. Right?
You playing for a Brady Bunch moment. You playing for one of them Brady moments.
Yeah.
So next thing I know, I have probably dinner short. We got to go home, right? I'm like,
right.
That didn't work the way you planned it.
Because I owe man, because we called our mom. Maybe she can smooth it. Because we knew if we called him and told him in the door, we broke a window in the house, and it wasn't with BB guns or nothing like that, even though that would be worse. But we broke a house by fighting. One, we're not supposed to fight. Y'all siblings, y'all not fighting. But window broke. We get there. Pops get in the door. Ain't said a word.
Yeah.
Ain't said a word.
Hungry.
Why?
He's hungry.
He got
he been waiting for this dinner all week.
He got that right back seeing me more face going on right now. And he just walks. We still in the room. Pops walked in the room. He looked at us, looked at the window. Didn't say nothing. Still ain't said nothing to us. Went to the window. Was like, all right, y'all go downstairs. Come, right? That's all he said, right? I'm like, dude, we going to die tonight, right?
Yeah.
I told my brother, like, we're going to die tonight, and he's going to hide our bodies.
On the inside.
Yeah. He's going to hide our bodies behind the furnace. Like, it's over. So I got the right note. True story, I got to write my will. I was stupid.
I did that.
Yo,
I got that
true
shit.
Story, I
got that shit.
Who was you leaving it to?
I left my, I had a hefty man, Deshaun. I left that to my cousin, Tank, right? No joke, dude. So the door's closed. Me and my brother already in tears, right? I'm 15, 16, like, this man is going to kill us. But I'm in tears.
You did this at 15?
I was at 15, 16, bro. My brother was like 13, right? I had to, no, if he was either, I had to be like 14 or 15 at this time.
Wow.
So, brother done went in. Brother's like, we hold each other, like, look, like, but it wasn't him. It was my mom who came down there, right? So my mom was like, look, she knows Pop is about to go full eight.
Yeah,
right. So she's like, start cleaning up this joint, right? But she set up all these rules, right? So we clean up. We like doing everything, like trying not to pass his time until he decides it's time to go in, because now he's up there ordering stuff for the window and trying to get it fixed, right? So she saved us that night, let's just say, because she talked him out of coming downstairs, right? Just, we knew Pops left at a certain time and got back at a certain time. We were gone before he left.
Yes.
And we made sure we got back. We was not this site because the house had an upstairs and a downstairs. And downstairs was my area. Me and my brother stayed down there for like a week, and he did not see us for like a good 5 days until he calmed down. And we was like, look, we going to take this allowance and get this window fixed. He's like, nah. I paid for it. Y'all ain't getting whatever we were supposed to get. And, we never had that. But, dude, that was the worst fear of my life.
Yeah, that basketball, Michael Jordan basketball camp, that ain't happening.
Yeah, that camp didn't happen.
He didn't bust you out, though.
He didn't come in because but myself, a little week after that, my cockiness kicked in. I threw that wheel away real fast. And, I went full jizzle. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But, I wrote the wheel out that night.
As a kid, you got learning the times when to stand up to your parents is a real trick. I remember, man, my uncle used to cut my hair.
Right.
And my uncle, man, may he rest in peace. He's a good dude, man, but I hated the way he cut hair because he was one of those barbers that when he finished cutting your hair, it looked awesome. And then in the next morning, when you tried to pick it and get it to go back that way, it never would.
Mm-hmm.
Like he just had patting down pat, right?
Right.
It never go back to where it looked when he cut it.
Right, right.
So I didn't want him cutting my hair. And he said, yeah, you're getting your hair cut today. And he had a barber shop down in his basement of his house.
And everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So we down there, we all having a good time, whatever. And the whole time I'm thinking on how to tell my dad, I'm old enough, hey, I'm 13 now. I think I'm old enough to just go on and decide to find a barber on my own or just if I don't want a haircut, I shouldn't get one because, I'm old enough now.
Right.
And I'm thinking I'm going to make this Brady Bunch moment, please. Everybody's right. Everybody's going to go, all right. And the credit's going to roll. And when he said, okay, it's, you know, I'm going to get in the chair because everybody was getting there. It's my turn. I'm like, I don't want to do it. And I'm trying. But I'm thinking, I'm making this plea. But in his eyes, this little punk is fronting me in front of everybody. And then my uncle, my other uncle, got the roasting.
He just made
it worse.
Well,
like,
son, where your drawers now, huh, man?
He basically went to get in that chair or I'm going to break your damn neck.
Right.
I'm like, man, I was just trying to. And I get in the chair and I take the haircut and I don't let it go because I'm thinking I was just trying to, you know.
Right.
So the next day, my dad come home and he's like, yeah, y'all want to go catch this movie, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, hey, cool. He's like, man, you're not going. You think you want to front me, you little. You're lucky I didn't. And I'm thinking, but that wasn't what I was trying to do. I was trying to show you I'm growing up. And it just went all wrong.
Yes, sir. That's how it gets sometimes.
Yeah.
That's bad, man. You know, let me ask you this.
Oh, did you ever catch a slug?
Did I ever catch a slug? What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Pops got to a point at a certain time in our life where belts, I mean, it was, I'm not finna hit, whoop, no 16.
Yeah, I know where mine was when I got taller than him.
Yeah, but see, I shot up quick.
Yeah.
I shot up real quick, so I was always, when I got to be the tallest person in that house, it was over. I mean, literally the tallest, I was the smallest, but the tallest. And when he had to look up, and Pop said, all right, you're getting one to the chest. Like, he never hit you where you could press charges. He'd always hit you. He'd always hit you where that mark wouldn't be left. Put this shirt on so I can hit you in the chest. Like, I didn't like that. Like, I saw the first, you know what was crazy? My brother was the first one to get hit. And I would have thought.
Wow.
Yeah, my brother, like, not hit. Yeah, my brother. See, it's hard.
Right,
but,
he got stocky.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right, your brother's stocky.
He's stocky, right.
And
so
he took that as.
The thing about it was, me, myself, like, I had the same fear of my dad, but my brother was quicker to test him. I wasn't as quick to test him.
Okay.
My brother was. He was slightly a little quicker. But my brother, being the youngest, kind of slid with a lot of stuff. Even though I know I slid with a lot they never knew I did, and they'll never know. Like, they might be listening. I'm not stupid.
Actually, I think they are.
They probably are now. And my brother just, it was this one time I saw him get hit, and I was so stupid that I said, I think I could take a punch like that one day. So that boosted my ego. But my brother, we had this narrow hallway, and he didn't want to get that man law ass. I run this house.
That's what I got.
Move your shoulder. And my brother said, boop, and before you knew it, that punch came so quick, and he curled around the fist, and he went through my pop, punched my brother to a refrigerator, dog.
Ew.
And he went, it was so loud that I'm like, but I give it to my brother, he didn't cry, I think he didn't want him to know that he was going to cry, I think he went in the back and cried.
Right.
But he didn't want to show that fear. But Papa already knew he laid him out. He was cool after the punch. You ain't got to cry. I know your wind's gone.
Yeah.
So that's fine. He just punched him and walked off. Like, now you know. Me, myself, though, I'm the tallest one, right? Me being a bully again, little cousins come through, right? So I'm, hey, we all for the fight, you know, whatever, because I wanted to wrestle. That's always been my thing. So I put them in a hole, and they, like, let me go. I'm Ric Flair in them right now. I got that figure four slapped on, and I'm not letting it go. So my little cousin cries, so I'm still holding it while he's crying. So Pops come down. They go upstairs. I'm sitting in the chair like a champ. Pops says, you like beating up on your little cousins, right? And lock the door. put the little eye hook thing and the fish hook in there and set me in the chair. All you got to do is get out. And we had a fight. But I lost because it wasn't a fight. It was more like an onslaught on one side. And that's all it took. I never trusted him again, though. And I haven't got hit from my dad since I was about 16.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom still punched me the other day. But
oh, well, yeah, that's different.
Yeah, you
got to
take that one.
But that'll wrap it up. We're going to go ahead and wrap this thing up. That's discipline versus abuse,
if you want to call it.
We'll let y'all figure out where the line is.
What
we doing
with
Monday
night?
I don't think we're just done now, right?
The dad should be let go.
Yeah, the Bulls might be learning between discipline and abuse right now.
Right.
Damn.
So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. Thanks for everybody who tuned in. We had a couple of people in there hanging out with us.
I'm sure we're going
to
get back.
And we'll be back next week. The chat room should be working next week, so we'll get it in and get it going. So, again, we'll let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers.